What if I told you that the biggest obstacle to your success isn't lack of talent, connections, or even hard work? The real culprit is something far more insidious, an invisible program running in the background of your mind, quietly sabotaging every attempt at change. This mental software, installed during childhood by well-meaning but often misguided adults, controls your income, relationships, health, and happiness without your conscious awareness. Bob Proctor discovered this truth the hard way, transforming from a struggling firefighter earning $4,000 a year into a multimillionaire by cracking the code of what he calls paradigms. This isn't another feel-good self-help story. It's a blueprint for mental reprogramming that has helped millions escape invisible prisons they never knew existed. Your paradigm functions like a thermostat, automatically returning you to programmed settings. This explains why 95% of dieters regain lost weight. They're fighting an autopilot they don't understand. Someone loses 10 pounds, then mysteriously devours forbidden foods until they're back where they started. The same pattern plays out with money. Temporarily boost your income, and your paradigm finds creative ways to drain it back to familiar levels. These programs weren't consciously chosen. They were installed through repetition by parents, teachers, and authority figures operating from inherited limitations. Your father's belief that money doesn't grow on trees became your operating system. The liberating truth? These programs can be completely rewritten at any age. Proctor witnessed a man who spent 7 years in solitary confinement completely transform his life after understanding paradigm change. Education level doesn't predict success. Mental programming does. Your subconscious mind resembles fertile soil. It grows whatever gets planted, whether nourishing corn or deadly nightshade. It doesn't discriminate. It simply manifests whatever thoughts you repeatedly feed it. This explains why writing goals once accomplishes nothing. Real transformation demands relentless repetition to override old programming. Proctor writes his business vision, 9 specific lines, 3 times daily, then records and shares them with his partner. Ideas impressed repeatedly upon the subconscious must eventually manifest in physical reality. Most people hesitate because they can't see the pathway, but everything already exists at a higher frequency. Committing to a decision tunes your mental receiver to that frequency. Goals fall into 3 categories. A-type goals involve doing what you already know. B-type goals are what you think you could achieve if conditions align perfectly. But C-type goals, the truly transformative ones, are what you desperately want but have no idea how to achieve. In 1973, Proctor wrote, "I'm going to build a company that operates all over the world despite having no money, employees, or plan." Today, his company operates in 89 countries. With C-type goals, you hold the vision and stay emotionally engaged, and everything necessary materializes exactly when needed. Confidence stems from knowledge, not affirmations. When you lack confidence, you simply don't know how yet. Learning creates confidence automatically. After watching master speaker Bill Gove perform, Proctor paid thousands to study with him. Gove taught him to ignore others' opinions and stay calm before audiences. Most people waste energy worrying about judgments that exist only in their imagination. As Earl Nightingale observed, if you knew how little other people were thinking, you wouldn't be concerned with what they're thinking. Many live constrained by childhood warnings about what the neighbors might think, while those neighbors are too busy with their own concerns. Financial stability matters because money is necessary. Wealthy people establish multiple income streams. During a flight to Kuala Lumpur, Proctor realized successful people never rely on one income source, leading him to create seminars teaching wealth building. His income jumped from $4,000 yearly to $14,500 monthly after changing his paradigm about wealth. Success isn't reaching a destination, it's moving purposefully toward meaningful goals. Paradigms function like cybernetic mechanisms, automatic control systems maintaining a set course. Just as a thermostat regulates temperature, mental paradigms automatically control behaviors, returning you to familiar patterns even when you consciously try to change. This explains why most personal change attempts fail. You're fighting an unseen force without understanding what controls you. Everything exists in polarities. Ignorance creates doubt and worry, generating fear and anxiety. Understanding, gained through study, produces faith and well-being. Growth requires embracing discomfort. When you're completely comfortable, you're not growing. To shift paradigms effectively, engage creative visualization and affirm goals with emotion. Neville Goddard called this thinking from the state desired, seeing yourself already there, which is true creative living. Logical thinkers often struggle initially, but once they grasp it, their determination makes them unstoppable. Beliefs aren't fixed. They shape everything and form paradigms. Most beliefs you operate with have no foundation in truth, and you didn't originate them. Your belief system stems from how you evaluate situations. Reevaluating changes those beliefs. This explains personal transformation. Through repeated exposure to new ideas about who you are, you begin reevaluating your self-concept. You might intellectually believe you can earn more money, but if this hasn't penetrated your subconscious, it won't manifest. Integration requires repetition and proper visualization to plant ideas deeply. The will, one of our higher faculties, allows you to hold one idea on the screen of your mind while excluding distractions. Viktor Frankl discovered that between any situation and our response lies a space where we can choose to respond rather than react. Reacting surrenders your power to circumstances, while responding involves conscious thought and choice. When we react, we operate from subconscious programming rather than conscious mind. Before sleep, ask yourself, now that my dream is fulfilled, how do I feel? This shifts consciousness from thinking to feeling, critical because you become what you feel, not what you think. We operate on frequencies, with current results at one level and desired outcomes at a higher level. To achieve goals, shift your consciousness to that higher frequency by acting as if you've already become the person you aspire to be. As Goethe observed, before you can do something, you first must be something. Create a power life script by writing your ideal life in present tense, with gratitude, recording it in your own voice, and mentally living in that reality. Having an accountability partner dramatically increases follow-through. While you can emulate people you admire, never copy them. As Emerson wrote, "Envy is ignorance. Imitation is suicide." Gratitude is the foundation of mental adjustment. Write 10 things you're grateful for each morning. When you put yourself on a frequency of love, you can only attract what resonates with you. Since all problems originate in your mind, becoming grateful transforms your attitude and changes your life. Your paradigm sets boundaries around your earning potential. Money comes not from work, but from providing service. The more creative you are, the more service you can render. Understanding replaces doubt and creates faith. Begin by identifying what you truly want. You don't need to know how you'll get it, you only need to know that you will. Maintain your practice for 90 days to form a lifelong habit. Your paradigm will transform from your greatest limitation into your greatest asset.